Let's turn now to sports. Do you know the way to San Jose's heart? Achieve the winningest record in hockey. At least that's what the Sharks have done. Though they've lost two in a row this year, they could still pass Detroit's 1995-96 record of 62 wins. Joining us now in his skates is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks very much for being with us.
Skates and pads, Scott. I'm anticipating a full contact interview here.
All right. Well, then let me tell you straight away, we usually don't talk about hockey much because, you know, most of the country doesn't talk about hockey much. But this is too good to pass up, what the San Jose Sharks are doing. Even though it is hockey, it's a remarkable record.
It is, because this is a very good team. It's a nice blend of talent and experience. It's a very deep team, lots of good players. A long way to go until we start talking about them winning the Stanley Cup. But a nice story, especially when you consider really the big NHL story so far this year has been about Sean Avery, the NHL's bad boy, sticking his foot in his mouth again, being suspended for that, being sent to anger management. You don't want to know what he said.
We'd have to ask about college. We want to ask about college football this week because the minor bowl season kicks off today. I think it's the Bear Stearns Foreclosure Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. Help us make sense of this of the bowl system, if you can.
Well, you're close. I mean, the first game, the Eagle Bank Bowl at RFK Stadium right there in D.C., and can you feel the electricity, Scott?
Ow!
Yeah, there you go. This is the first of 34 bowl games. Count them, 34. And I'm going to give you another number, 38.
Which
do you want to know what that is?
Yes, please.
The total number of losses by the eight teams that are playing today on this first day of the bowl season. Now, I'm going to do my best old cranky man routine. Yeah. But you know, Scott, it used to be that bowls meant something.
Yeah,
and we liked it. You know, they were a reward for a job well done, and you rarely had teams, really, with more than two losses playing in bowl games. But that was decades ago, and now there's this huge proliferation because everyone wants in on the exposure and the money of a bowl. So, you know, they're just not what they used to be. There really is only one bowl that matters on the national level, and that's the January 8th national championship game between 1 and 2, or so the computers say. Obviously, proponents of the playoff system say even that game doesn't always represent the best versus the second best.
Tom, let me ask you about the season, unexpectedly, that the Atlanta Falcons are having. Because when the year began, you know, they began this year with Michael Vick, their former quarterback, in prison for a very ugly crime. Now they're in playoff contention.
This is one of the best stories, if not the best, in the NFL this year. As you mentioned, you know, the Falcons and the city of Atlanta were really in a funk, and they were supposed to be mired in a season-long funk right now, and lo and behold, they are still in the playoff race. What has happened is one guy, in particular, Matt Ryan, who was drafted out of Boston College, a quarterback. Ryan has been a very quick study. He's run the team like a veteran. He makes great decisions, very cool under pressure. He's nicknamed Matty Ice. And along with his favorite receiver, Roddy White, and running back Michael Turner, the Falcons have this potent offense. They could make the playoffs. It's still a long shot. But, Scott, just being alive with 2 weeks left in the regular season, no one could have predicted that. No one did predict it. And it's a great story.
Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.